We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, Dublin City Council has decided not to remove Irish tricolours that are hung in some parts of the city, saying today that doing so would carry risks and be counterproductive. Well, former Lord Mayor and current Green Party councillor Hazel Shue joins me on this, as does Irish Times journalist and historian Ronan McGreevy. You're both very welcome to
Thanks, Ciara.
So let's, I suppose, just look at that decision first of all, Ronan. Do you think that was the right decision from Dublin City Council?
Yes, I do. I think it would set a dangerous precedent to be removing the national flag, even if it was put there for nefarious reasons, which it obviously was. And I think it would also just give the far right in this country an opportunity to bemoan or to think themselves as martyrs. So I think they did the right thing in leaving them up.
Okay, what do you think, Hazel? Was it the right call, or do you think this is the council perhaps just giving in to some sense of intimidation from those who hung the flags?
I don't think the council tends to give in to intimidation easily. There was a number of risk assessments carried out on this. This has been a discussion that's been ongoing. Like recently we saw a council staff being put on social media and harassment being them being targeted and on street as well when they try to carry out their duty. So there is a risk factor here that was assessed, and that's what the decision was made. Now, saying that, to Ronan's point, I think there's a better way to do this. That we need to look at the core issues that happens to be growing and that these various characters are using to push hate, and we need to tackle those.
What do you see, Ronan, when you see the tricolour being flown on certain land posts in certain areas of Dublin? Is it about patriotism, do you think, or a type of nationalism or something else?
Yeah, I think it's a form of, this is Ireland, this is our place. And I think it's, you know, in normal circumstances, you wouldn't think twice about having a tricolour on a lamppost. But when you go along and every lamppost has it, that's a statement. And that statement is kind of Ireland for the Irish, as far as I can see.
But this Irish tricolour has been used before, hasn't it, for maybe making a statement that the large population or the general population of Ireland doesn't want it to make?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been a contentious flag, basically. I mean, when you look back on it, when it was founded in 1848 by Thomas Marr, with the green, white and orange signalling peace between Catholics and Protestant traditions in Ireland. I mean, it's also a Republican flag after the French flag. You would think that it would not be a contentious symbol. But certainly during the Troubles, an awful lot of people were reluctant to fly the tricolour because of the actions of the Provisional IRA. And in fact, it was often said that one of the great things about Jack's army in the late 1980s was people were able to reclaim the flag for positive purposes.
So that was down to Jack Charlton, Irish team. It took the kind of controversy, the contention out of it.
Yes.
But does it ever go for a long period of time in this country without being contentious?
Well, I think national flags are always contentious because they're symbols. They mean something to so many people. And I mean, you when you talk about the flags on the lampposts, I mean, this is also a phenomenon that's been in, obviously, Northern Ireland for forever, but also in England. Tommy Robinson has this campaign where there's basically the flag of St. George on every lamppost. I've seen it there a couple of weekends ago when I went there, and it's a sort of a dog whistle to say, you know, England for the English, Ireland for the Irish, and so on. So it's not an innocent sort of gesture that they're making.
So that Raise the Colours campaign that you mentioned in England, you're saying that that is being repeated across Europe.
Yes.
For the same purposes. Yes. It's, you know, Germany for the Germans, France for the French.
Yeah. I got no I mean, none of us should have any problem with the national flag being used for positive purposes. I mean, this is the thing. So if you take it down, I think you're basically, you're setting a precedent. And, you know, like there is no, as far as I'm aware, there is actually no, there's no prohibition on flying the national flag anywhere. So you would
Some who say, should the intent of the person flying the flag matter at all? Is the flag not what you want it to be as an Irish citizen?
Yeah, that's true. And but I'm not sure. I mean, maybe Hazel knows better than I do, but I don't know whether there's even legislation that you can take it down from those poles or if there's a means to do it. But as far as I'm aware, there's no actual legislation that stops a person hanging the national flag from wherever they want.
No, I don't believe there is actually,
Hazel.
There you go.
So there's legislation governing the poles and people hanging stuff up, be it flags, be it posters, and this is governed by the Litter Act. And when we look at that, anything that's put up without permission, so for example, any of us want to put a poster, put up any type of flags, we need to go ask for permission and apply for permission. But there, again, it goes back to a deeper issue here, a deeper rot that is coming within our society. I was recently on the National Anti-Racism Advisory Forum where we discussed for numerous hours how looking at the data from the Irish Network Against Racism, racism is rising. And you do have this cohort of people, be it that they're a minority, that is using the flag to intimidate other people. So to intimidate minorities. And that's something that we need to tackle. But the flag doesn't belong to them or anyone in particular. It belongs to all. Like when you look at naturalization events, they all fly the flag. When you look at public buildings, we have the Irish flag. The Irish flag is about inclusivity, and that's what we need to bring it back to. And there's a number of us that are looking at a campaign to look at how positive messages that the flag promotes, how great it is to be part of this country. And that's what we need to do. We need to actually bring the conversation about the flag of how it's looking to intimidate people, and instead it's looking to include people instead. And that's what we need to change it to.
Yeah, I think just around the flag, it's more the idea of hanging something specific on a public space like a lamppost or a council pole or a public building.
It's the same with
you need permission for that. You don't
election
need
election posters as well. You
exactly,
have to,
but you don't
need permission
to hang the flag outside your own home, for example, to fly the tricolour, as long as you respect sort of general whatever planning and safety rules. How do we recapture that flag, do you think, Ronan?
Well, I think that, I mean, I don't believe that it needs recapturing because it still belongs to all of us, right? The fact that these certain group of people have usurped it for bad purposes doesn't mean that people still don't take pride in the national flag. And
but I think people would be more reluctant now to fly a flag
out
the window because you're concerned about perhaps the message that it's giving out.
Yeah, that's interesting too because it's no, like 10 years ago it would have been a fairly neutral symbol. I mean, if you saw the Irish flag in somebody's bio, for instance, on Twitter or whatever, you would think, well, you wouldn't think anything of it, but now it's a bit of a red flag, and that's the thing. And
it has been weaponized.
And as Hazel says there, you know, we have to have a positive campaign around the use of our national flag. I mean, it's not this argument was again, it dates back to the Troubles as well, and even recently. I mean, I was at the funeral of Pierce McCauley, who shot dead Detective Garda Gerry McCabe, and was sentenced for domestic abuse as well, and he had the tricolour on his coffin. And I mean, that was the weekend that Simon Harris became Fine Gael leader, and he says, "We're going to take back our flag. We're going to take back our flag." So, I mean, this is not a new debate. I mean, it's been going on since the flag has been the flag of the country.
So, do we need then an education campaign or clearer protocol or something more cultural to to reclaim the flag?
Well, there is a Thomas Maher Foundation which does exactly that in schools and does a great job in schools with all of this. But it only takes a small minority to sort of abuse the flag for this to happen.
What do you think, Hazel? Do you think it is salvageable as this unifying symbol, or is it just always going to be too politicised?
No, I think it is salvageable. I think it's what represents all of us. And with all these things, it is salvageable. But it takes people to contribute and to make it part of it. So right now we're working on a number of inclusion, community inclusion campaigns with Sporting Against Racism. The Lord Mayor's office is leading a lot on integration. That's what we need to start looking at. We need to look at each community from the ground up and say, okay, how do we make sure these communities are inclusive? How do we bring people along? Flags flying aside, how do we want to make sure that that hate that we feel online and sometimes offline don't continue to persist? The online problem is a problem for government. They need to start tackling it with the big tech companies. And I welcome the Commission on investigation of X, but that's not going to lead to anything much anytime soon. So we need proper action when it comes to the online piece. But on the on-ground piece, we also need to work with each community. And that's something we in Dublin City Council have been doing a lot of. And I really want to commend that unit there for working so much on it.
Okay, Hazel Chu and Ronan McGreevy, thank you so much for coming to me here on studio.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.